It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Con el tigueraje traigo la bulla dura. Cuidado cuando guaye, mami, que esta vaina bulla. Muévelo un poquito más, mami, sin broma. A ti no me gusta jugar sin goma. Con ganas porque...
Yeah, this is Fiesta Friday, man.
Yes, it is. Music designed to get you up and dancing and moving around.
Moving around. Like Richard Simmons. All right, everybody.
He might have been more successful if he'd have used this music. As it is, he just didn't go anywhere, I guess.
No.
He could have been so big if he weren't so small.
And sweating to the oldies. And sweating with the oldies.
He was a sweaty guy, wasn't he?
Well, he was sweating to the oldies all the time.
He seemed really sweaty. Like, even when he's on, like, I remember him going on Johnny Carson, because I'm old.
Yep.
And every time he made those nighttime show appearances, just sitting there, he seemed sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
And with Conan, I think he had a crush on Conan. That's
probably.
Why he, I think that's why he was sweaty around Conan.
I'm just feeling a little gross right now.
Fair enough. We were just talking about the possibility of doing, we can't call it the Hammersmith 10.
The Hammersmith 10? No, because Hammersmith.
Right.
We could call it something else. The Darren Copeland experience this.
Well, you know, the Broadway
experience
boulder.
This. Yeah.
The experience this.
Experience this 10.
I like that. They could just do it right up and down Broadway. I mean, they've got a ton of bars there. The Hornet and all the Irish places. And
So here's my trepidation. So say the literally tens of people that are listening.
Yes.
They all tell one person and they all tell one person. All of a sudden we have a sizable crowd.
Well, why don't we do a test run, like a dry run first?
Not dry.
We'll just do it. We'll do a quick test run.
Oh, okay. I thought you said dry run, and I was like, well, that's kind of stupid.
We'll only tell a few people and see how it goes.
Well, we need a course. It should maybe be a loop.
But it's got to be someplace you can walk.
You can walk lots of places.
Well, listen, if you're starting on Broadway,
yeah,
where all the bars are,
yeah,
then at that part of Broadway, there aren't a ton of bars until you get farther back up this way.
Well, okay, so we are at between 9th and 10th on Lincoln.
Right.
So you've got the Fainting Goat.
Yeah.
You've got the Lowdown.
Yeah.
You've got...
you could hit Armitas, I suppose. That's a bar.
Armitas. You've got the Spanish, the Ninth Door. You've got 100% de Agave.
Okay.
Then you go down here, you've got Stoney's.
Feels like a very short course. That feels like a very short course.
Well, I mean, we're not English. The English will walk for miles to go for a beer.
It's like the Americanized version. This is the
yes,
the
yes,
slower, fatter version of
the- yes. I don't want people to having to walk, but then you could go down to the living room.
Okay.
You're kind of making a lap, and I think we're pretty close to probably 10.
Yeah, well, no,
there's a Mexican restaurant in there somewhere.
You just named off like 8. If you get down to the living room, there are another 4 or 5 in that area.
And you finish up at La Rumba.
Oh, my God. I don't know that I'd want to finish at La Rumba, because then I'd just be drunky McDrunk face sitting at a table while everyone's just gyrating and dancing around me. It would make me very dizzy.
Sounds like a strip club.
Have you been to La Rumba sometimes on Friday and Saturday nights? It gets very sexy.
Yes, I don't want to.
It gets very sexy there.
Yes.
I mean, I hear you there, Alex. He's all like, all right, all right, all right.
Did I tell you this is the first time I ever saw my wife really dance? And I was like, oh, I can't compete.
No, I've never seen your wife dance.
Okay, so there was some old guy at the club, right? There's some 65-year-old guy all dressed in nines and like just dances with all the girls.
Yeah.
So my wife's like, you don't mind if I dance with him? Girlfriend at the time.
Sure.
I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Oh, I didn't know you could do that either. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. I didn't know you could do that.
So she can really dance, huh?
Oh, she can really dance.
Interesting.
She is Latina.
Hey, listen, just because you're Latin or Latina or Latino or whatever does not necessarily mean you can dance. It's not like, you know, it's in your genes or something. You're like bred with it.
Yes, bred.
I don't think so.
Yep.
Not every German wants to start a war.
Sure that's not true.
Not every Hispanic knows how to dance.
They all know how to dance.
No.
Yes.
Trust me on this.
Throw a hat down?
Oh, come on.
No, okay, too soon. let me tell you what, but I will tell you this, and here's something to try for all you Latinos and Latinas out there. If you want to check to see if your spouse can dance, while they're angry at you yelling, put on like some sweet Latin, like some sweet Latino, you know, ring, you know, salsa or reggaeton or something.
So you could just say, just put on some salsa.
Oh, fine.
As opposed to the
Why didn't you sell that to me?
Like, what are you doing?
Because some of the best salsa in the world comes from Japan.
Okay. I don't believe that at all.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to. It might be true. It might not.
We don't know.
No,
it's just a thing.
I know.
Okay.
I know it's true.
Okay.
But, you know, it doesn't matter whether you believe it or
okay.
not. Okay. I'm not trying to persuade you.
A lot of real big salsa clubs in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had salsa from Japan.
I don't think I've ever had salsa from Japan.
That's sushi?
Boom.
No, I'm thinking of the songs.
Ah, the music, the type of music.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, my wife will be very angry with me, and I'll put, like, some song she likes on, and all of a sudden, she's just be like, and another thing, and all of a sudden, her hips don't lie, and she'll be just, and I'm like, aha, got you. She's like, that doesn't matter, I'm still going to,
We used to know a guy, Enrique Fuentes Garcia.
Enrique Fuentes Garcia.
Who now I believe still works in Chicago.
Puss in Boots.
Univision.
Yes.
Yes, Puss in Boots. Short little guy. Very suave. Very debonair. Boy, you might have been with me. We went to La Rumba before he moved. So this was a long time ago. Man, that guy could dance. Women loved him. He could dance. I don't normally dance, and I generally don't dance in public because last time I did, I almost killed an old man.
What?
I was trying to do the two-step at the Grizzly Rose. And the woman I was dancing with, I'd known for a long time.
Yeah, two-step's the wrong dance.
So we're doing the two-step, and she's to my side, and we're doing the two-step. And then she's like, spin me.
Okay.
Okay. So I kind of
no whammies.
Throw her out there, and then I start to bring her back in. Well, I thought she was going to come into like my chest. She's going up back off to the side. I didn't
stay
realize
on target.
I didn't realize, and so I tripped over her foot. Well, there were a lot of people on this. You know, you're just going around in a circle, and there's this old couple. I'm not kidding. They're like 80 years old, and they're just shuffling along in front of us. And as I fall, I'm like a redwood tree just hurtling towards this old man who's probably 5'5",
no!
Kind of hunched over. I land directly on top of him. His elderly wife kind of flies off like Darth Vader in his spaceship into the middle of the floor. And all I hear from underneath me is like, ooh. Get off.
You know, there's nothing that sounds both so funny and so horrifying.
Right.
As, oh, get off.
Like I knocked all the remaining air out of him. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I get up. I'm like, are you okay? He's like, I don't know. So I help him get up. And by this time, the people like the guards or the bouncers or whoever, they come over.
They've stopped their laughing.
Oh God. Well, they stopped the dance. And everybody's now crowded around this guy. And I'm going to try to get the guy up. I'm like, don't move him. Don't move him. The guy's like, I think I can. Like, don't move him. And all I want to do is just get out of there. And the woman I'm dancing with is like, great. You killed a man. Take me on a date and you kill a man. Good job, Chris. And so it turns out was fine.
Good.
He was fine. Knocked the breath out of him. I did not go back on the dance floor all night. I'm not even sure they would have allowed me back on the dance floor.
Yeah, see, that was your first mistake. Triple step, man. Triple step.
That's the last time I've danced in public. And I do it for the betterment of all
mankind. I did that to a kid at the NHL All-Star game.
I did that to a kid when I was playing ice skating Santa.
No. I did that to a kid playing softball.
There you go.
Should not have been playing catcher.
I should not have been playing. I'm taking him out. He pulled a Pete Rose on a 10-year-old.
No, I meant to say kickball, but it was it was funny.
It's even better. No,
but wait a second. You just gloss this over. We're gonna have to go. You were Santa?
Who, me?
Ice skating Santa?
I'm more curious about why you would take someone out in kickball. We'll be back.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. Otra noche sin tu amor. Oh, 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 I know.